Go with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, good morning. 7:25, Brock, Hunter.
Good morning.
Good morning, baby.
How are you?
I'm good, baby.
Don't worry, that is my Colombian brother.
Arnold.
He doesn't really speak a talk like me.
Do it.
He sounds like Lou Bega.
It's perfect. Hey.
It's like Mambo number 5.
That's high praise right there. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're watching the XFL, maybe? Yeah. Or
damn, I should have had John Madden commentate the XFL.
Hey, John, what are you doing? You're like 95?
Has a heart attack in the booth. It's like, come on.
You know what? Be doing something he loves.
That's right. You know? That's right.
So we'll get to that. Hang on a second, though. NHL last night. Red Wings beat the Bruins 3-1. Jets beat the Blackhawks 5-2. Moving to the NBA last night. 76ers beating up the Bulls 118-111. Tonight, the Hornets going to be in Detroit playing the Pistons 7 o'clock. Nets going to be in Indiana playing the Pacers at 7. Last night, NCAA men's college basketball. Notre Dame beating Clemson 61-57 there. Moving on to NASCAR. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Alex Bowman are the first two drivers to qualify for next Sunday's Daytona 500.
Ooh, 500.
Big race. That's right, man. Kicking some ass over the weekend, Stenhouse captured the pole with a top lap of 194.582 miles per hour. That is fast.
That is ripping, dude.
Dude, that is fast. Remember that video I sent you like a week ago? That was basically somebody sitting next to the fence videotaping the NASCAR's flying by. Yeah. You can't even see him.
It's nuts.
I honestly, I have not been to a NASCAR race like that.
Yeah. We've been to Michigan International Speedway.
Yes, well, I had a DJ that night, so I didn't get to go.
Yeah.
You guys went twice, I think.
Yeah.
And the first time, you didn't get to see a race.
No,
you went once.
Went once. So I haven't, we didn't get to
see
it.
Because one of them was canceled. Yeah. We were supposed to go twice.
Yeah. And the rain messed with it. But even just like the sound, when they're all going by together, it's like, oh, my God.
Dude, I'm going. We got to go this year for sure.
We'll
have some trips for that.
Yeah, we will.
Stay posted for that. Moving on, XFL. I don't know if you guys saw it over the weekend. Real quick, score from Saturday. D.C. beating Seattle 31-19. Houston beating Los Angeles 37-17. I don't have any scores here from last night. I do. New York. New York beating Tampa 23-3, and St. Louis beating Dallas 15-9.
Nice.
You know what? Let's talk about it. I know you haven't seen it yet, but let me tell you about it, Brock. Yeah. It's awesome. I actually really do enjoy it. The one thing that is different that you are going to have to give some time to, because it's just like with anything that's brand new. I don't know any teams. I don't know any logos. I don't really know any,
a lot of the players.
I don't know. There are a few recognizable names for sure. But if that's the worst thing about it, hell yeah. This is great. This is a great league, guys. So far, from what I've seen, there's definitely some inside stuff going on. You can hear the coach, the offensive coach, calling the play. You can hear the QB call the play to his players. You can see and hear the QB on the scrimmage line. You can hear the defensive coach calling plays. You can hear the defensive captain yelling out plays. Everybody is mic'd. There's a camera on the ref. You see angles that you really haven't seen before. Does it look like the NFL, though? Does it look like CFL or arena? Because I don't like that. It looks just like the NFL.
I'm excited to check it out.
The same camera angles, the same way that they're using the same cameras.
Yeah.
One really neat thing about it. Refs, the reffing is absolutely on point, man.
Yeah.
They are quick. They are fast. They have a guy that just, the only thing he does is spot the ball.
Yeah.
So let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah.
So you see a lot of high pace offense, if you will.
I like it.
If there's a penalty and they have to go up to the booth, one of the coolest things I saw yesterday was the camera view behind the two guys in the review booth, reviewing the penalty. And them discussing with each other. All right, so the ball did hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the ball at the 35 at 8:12 left. So let's do this. Do you agree with this? Yes, I agree. All right, so they radio back down to the ref. And they're taught. You can hear this live. Some of the interaction between them. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat, man. There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff. You know what's great? Pat McAfee is on the sideline interviewing people yesterday. A punter punted the ball and it landed literally on the 1-yard line. and a guy ran and wrestled the ball and took it into the end zone, so they had to go back to the 35, you know, as a touchback.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody in the stadium was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, moron.
You know what you can't do?
That's why he won't make it to the NFL.
Right. You know what you can't do in the NFL? What? Go interview the guy.
Yeah.
You know what they do in the XFL? They go interview him. Hey, bro, what was that all about?
What were you doing?
What were you thinking? You could tell the guy didn't even want to look at the camera.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is the XFL. This is what you signed up for. Don't F up.
I'm excited to see what is yet to come. First weekend of it. I'm sure we're going to see more scores, more
plays. And here's
plays.
Another thing. Real quick, before we go, because this is important. This is the first weekend of the XFL.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are they really that good, though? Is it a bunch of scrubs out there?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, no.
Yeah.
These are professional athletes.
Yeah.
It looks like the NFL, guys. It does.
Well, a lot of these guys, it's either a second chance or a chance to prove themselves because maybe they didn't do well enough in the combine or they didn't have the best go around their first, you know.
One thing I'm going to have to get used to that I almost didn't like when I saw it is the actual football.
Oh.
It's got a white X on the tips. It almost, to me, looks like a WNBA basketball. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why. When I first saw it, I'm like, just go with the regular football.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think there's a few things.
It almost looks
like,
a little campy with the big logo on it.
You hit it on the head right there.
Yeah.
So there's a few little quirks that I'm just like, but you got to let it go, man, because it's a brand new league, and what they're doing is absolutely awesome.
Well, we'll see what happens with it. The XFL is here to stay, and I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah.
All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.